We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve.
This is going to get weird, I think.
Yay.
We need to talk about people who... Do you quantify when you break up with somebody or when you quit a company, like, who's winning? Like, after you guys are done, when you quit a job, you're like, they're going to fail. Like, I've quit jobs. I'm like, they're screwed without me.
You hope they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, there's going to be a parking lot there. I'm going to park my car where that building should be. Like, they can't exist without me.
I'm usually like you, scorched earth. I don't really find out how. No, I actually do. All my exes actually prosper and flower and blossom and go on to greatness. I know.
How does that make you feel? Because there's two ways to look at that, Steve. And I think you're looking at it the negative way.
Oh, okay.
The negative way is once they get away from you, like you were the hand that was holding them down.
That's the way I'm seeing
and
it.
And then when they get away, all of a sudden they blossom and they're like, yeah,
they
see their true
wings.
Potential.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I was seeing it. Right? Sorry.
Okay. But like, what about this? You were the one who built them up enough and got them ready to do that. Like you were
Ooh, that's me and my ex-boyfriend.
You fix them up and you like launch them. You're like they were not great before they met you and you like helped them pay bills and you got them ready and then you're
okay.
Like fly little bit. You know what you do? You get the wounded birds. You're a bird rescue. You're a bird sanctuary. There it is.
Patch
Sorry,
them up.
Sorry, we got to get to how Amber loses in relationships. But like, yeah, you patch them
okay,
up. And then you're like, you're such a pretty bird. And then you throw
I
them.
Like that.
It's not that you're holding him back.
Okay.
I win. Like, I feel like I win when relationships are over. Okay,
Me
Amber,
too.
You first. You what,
No,
you
I
feel
win.
Feel like your ex?
Oh, I just feel like he... Like, he helped me with a lot of things. I became, like, financially independent from my parents when I was with him because we moved in together and they were like, too soon. And I was like, it's fine. I pay my own bills now. And then I was, like, really not very confident before I was with him. And when I was with him, I gained a lot of confidence. And I just kind of, like, came into my own and became more sure of who I was. And then I was eventually like, okay, now I got to move on because I'm, like, doing better. And then I won the breakup because I was like,
you look back and he's the same and you're
he's the same. He's still like working at the same like desk job that, and just like struggling artist in LA, and I'm like, yeah, where I'm sitting right now. And all my exes still randomly will hit me up, like people that I was like actually like seriously dating for a while, they still come back. I'm like,
really?
Yes. I like
so
still have exes. Like, just a couple weeks ago, someone texted me, and then this other guy that I dated like a million years ago for a while, he like still will randomly comment or call or text. And I'm just like, dude, we dated like 7 years ago.
But that's the best. The relationship that he had with you was the best thing he's had.
So
in
you've
seven
won
years.
every breakup.
I kind of have.
You have.
I don't know that I win.
But I'm still single, so does that...
No, but I mean, so that's the question. What does winning mean? Does it mean you immediately... Because, like, my ex-wife is still single, or at least not married. No
right.
kids or anything.
Or, yeah.
But, like, she's still... Like, I feel like I'm winning because I'm, like... If you look at it from, like, a life perspective, I got a great house, I got a great wife, I got a great kids.
You got the
perfect... Right. But she... Like, I taught her all this stuff about wine. She became this, like... Like, Steve stalks her Facebook page every once in a while. I walk in, it's like, another picture of her drinking a great wine. Like, so she's winning.
Still looks good.
So you've been looking at it too? Jesus. What? So wait, now does that mean she's winning because everybody on the show is looking?
I think you won, Slacker.
You're still a winner,
buddy.
You're
a winner in my book, buddy. Yep.
So the question that we're asking is, does everybody do this? Do you track to see if you're winning in relationships?
I think people do it, yeah. Even secretly.
Yeah.
So, and if you do, we want to hear, like, the relationship you won or the relationship you lost.
Like epically
like
lost.
You guys were dating, and then he was a loser, and you break up, and now he's, like, the president of something.
Right.
Or he's, like, he's got, like, jets and a McLaren and the whole thing. So we want to know if you're winning or losing a relationship that you lost. So some of the ones in the news. Okay, look. Aaron and Tiak wrote down Slacker and Bo.
Oh,
That's an obvious win.
Well,
you won.
Anybody of course.
That's new to the show.
I loved you, Bo.
Yeah,
you guys, Bo. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you guys did the show
for 1 year.
Oh, it was more than that,
no,
wasn't it?
It feels like longer because it was Greg and Bo, and then it was Bo and I. We barely made a year before he needed to take some time off.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Yeah, I kind of.
We're going on
15.
14
yeah,
years
15,
together.
Yeah.
And just,
how do I know that more than you do?
You know what I have to do? We got together the year that I had Noah. So Noah's 13. Yeah. So we've been, it's 13, I think. We're going on 14.
Because she
was pregnant, and newly pregnant, which is basically a year. Yep. So this is year 14. Yep, next year will 14. Be 15. Because I know when I joined.
That's right. I know.
But I mean, so I feel like
you're doing better
in that. Yes, we're still here. We're still crushing it. He's doing great. I'm told in Florida.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
I kind of, hear about
who's doing great in Florida. Let's be real.
But how about this one? Miley Cyrus. Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Who won that relationship?
Oh, Miley.
Mm. Wait. Leah, the brother of Thor.
Oh, this is a great moment for us. You didn't know Miley and Liam?
They were married. Miley Cyrus and Thor's younger brother
were
married.
They were on again, off again
forever. For years. Yes. For like 10 years.
What? He's like 12. She's 12.
I know you're not a Hollywood gossip guy,
no,
but yes.
I didn't
they
know
They were
that.
Together forever and then...
And then they got married and it ended before a year.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wait,
and then she was like with a girl for a little bit.
That,
like at the end, like... I think he kind of found out they were over by, like, there were pictures of her on a yacht making out with a girl.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh, I guess we're done. It was
no,
like,
she's gone on. She's
huge.
She's huge. Her music is killing it. She's like, I think she's just so, like, confident in who she is. And
absolutely.
I think Leah made her question that sometimes. And that's why the big rebellion happened. I mean, I'm totally reading into
all
of
this. No, she was a child star, and like he was the first person. She hadn't fully grown out of that.
Yeah,
you're right. They it's like finally dumping your high school boyfriend.
And she's sober now, and he, 100%. I think, has some issues. I mean, at least from her songs, it sounds like he's got some problems.
She's probably
so right. She's winning.
She's way winning their relationship. And welcome to the party, Steve.
I didn't know.
All right, so if you've won a relationship or lost one, we want to hear your winning stories. Mari?
Yay.
Winning in a relationship. Are you winning?
Okay. I don't know if I'm winning or losing on this one.
Okay.
I took the love of my life from my 20s and found his tombstone.
Oh, wow.
Oh. You're...
He died of a broken heart. You killed him, Marie.
Oh, you could keep talking. That would be, you're alive. You're winning.
Yeah. What happened?
He drank himself to death.
After you broke up with him.
Man.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
Do you feel guilty then, Marie?
Oh, jeez.
I don't think it was me.
Wow, that's
you're winning.
If we're keeping score, yes. You're. Thank you for the call.
Huh?
Like the ultimate win,
right? I'm alive. Ta-da! MJ.
Hi,
yay!
Winning in a relationship. Are you winning?
So when I think about my past relationships, I look at them and I'm like, wow, they're doing great. They must be winning. But I also look at myself and I'm like, you know what? I'm winning too.
Yeah.
Like, I have this great job. I have this amazing husband now. So I think in the end, I'm just never going to admit to losing.
Atta girl.
You have to own it, though. You know if you're losing.
Exactly. I would. Yep, exactly. I would say, you know what? I'm still winning because I'm not with you. So I'm just always a winner.
Mic drop.
No, that's. Thank you for the call. I'm just going to say this. She's losing.
Oh, because she get
because you can't admit it. Like, you know, Amber.
Because there's okay. So I was thinking about this. My, like, you know, first love. He's got like the family, the kids, everything. So you think like, oh, maybe he's winning. But I'm kind of glad I don't have kids. So am I winning or
you
is he winning?
Winning?
He would say he's winning, but I would say I'm winning.
Boom.
Then you're 100% earlier, even this hour, you said I was winning because look at you, Slacker. You are my ex-wife. You're living my ex-wife's life. No kids, dog, living. Like, so when you said that I was winning, you were lying.
Well, your ex is a little older than me. That doesn't matter, actually. I don't know. It's all perspective.
All right, so we're going to throw a little VD on a dude here.
Voice disguiser.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes. Winning in a relationship. Are you winning?
No.
What happened?
Let's see. I went homeless. The ex got a $700,000 home.
Like, you were together, both living fine, and the second you go all the way into homelessness and she goes into a mansion?
Pretty much.
Like, remarried to a rich guy, or?
No, not rich. She makes about six figures herself, and I think she's probably making 50 or 60,000.
Oh, and so, okay.
Are you still homeless?
No, not anymore. I actually got out of that and got two jobs.
I think you're on your way up.
This is Amber who flip-flops on everybody. Thank you, Bob.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.